Okay, so we're going to pick up today's Daf's Chav Gimel. We're on the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Beis by, I believe, Amar Rava, four lines from the bottom. So we're discussing the machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish regarding the din of Eish. We had the machlokas yesterday of was Eisho is Mishum Chetzav, which is arrows, meaning it's more of an injured person doing the damage. Machlokas Rashi tells us how to interpret it. Or Eisho Mishum Amon, according to Reish Lakish, then it's your mamon. It's how. As if you're mamon, or you have to have nafkaminas, but you have to own it. All to do about eishem shem mechitzah cheshem imano. So now Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Kra umas nisa misayile le Rabbi Yochanan. There is both a pasuk and a brisa that supports the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that if you're mavir eish, it's as if you're zorik your chais. It's your arrow. It's the same thing as shooting a gun, basically. It's lighting the fire. So he's going to learn it out from the lashon of the pasuk and from the lashon of the brisa. Kra dixiv. I'm not so sure. Kradiksev, the pasuk says, Kiseitse H. Right? So the full pasuk in Parachav Beis and Shmo says, Vichiseitse H, if a fire goes out, Umitzah Kotzim, Vinecha Gadish, O Kama, O Hasateh. So Teitse, when it says Teitse, it doesn't say, and I'm not going to show the dictate, because Teitse is Mashma, apparently, Me Atzma, that the fire goes out by itself. Right? It says, wait, but it doesn't say Kikino, it says Kiteitse H. It just says it went out. Okay, me'atzma. But then the pasuk continues, Shalem yishalem hamavir es ha'be'era. The pasuk calls the individual. Thank you. The pasuk calls the individual who, I guess, set the fire. He is called the mavir. He's the destroyer, basically. So it's implying that he is the one who did it as an individual. So Shema Mina, Eisho Mishum Chitzov. It looks like Adam Amazik, the Pasuk, is saying, Shema Mina, he's giving me the Eisho Mishum Chitzov, it's his arrows, because if a person lights the fire in his Rishus and it goes somewhere else, he's judged like a Chitz. That's why he's the shooter, essentially. He's the Mavir. Looks at him as a person. Right? Rashi says, it says, Teitze Me'atzma, the last Rashi, Teitze Me'atzma Mashma. It's not talking about where he goes into his friend's field and lights the fire. He lit it in his own field. And the fire goes by itself. He's called the burner, the guy who burns it, even though it went by itself. How is he the burner? Because it's Mishum Chetzo. It's his arrows. That's the riot from the pasuk. And then, right, Masnisna. And the Brisa, the Tanya, we have the Brisa, it basically says the same thing. It just explains the same thing. It says, Pasach HaKasa B'niske Mamono. Pasach calls it his Mamon, right? It says, Kiseitse Ish, which is his mashma, that his Mamon went out, something of his went out. V'siyem B'niske Gufo. But in the end, it attributes it to his body by saying, Shalem Yishalem HaMavir, the destroyer, the burner. Lo Malach Isho Mishum Chitzo. To show you that the Isho is Mishum Chitzo. Okay. So Amar Rava. So now, just keep in mind, it seems that we now have a raya for Rav Yochanan. And interestingly, the Gemara doesn't ask what's it has psukim for Rav Yochanan. Gemara never asks what's the source for Reish Lakish. It never seems to indicate what the source for Reish Lakish. There was a Tosfos. There was a Tosfos yesterday that said that the Stam Svarig is more like Reish Lakish, or maybe that's why you don't need a pasuk. That's Mishum Amono. Okay, that's what the Gemara seems to be indicating. Because Gemara never looks for a source for Reish Lakish. It brings a raya for Rav Yochanan, but it doesn't say, "Oh, so what does Reish Lakish do with the pasuk?" And all these things it doesn't even indicate anything about Reish Lakish. But where was that Tosfos? I thought I saw it somewhere yesterday. All right, trust me. I'll trust myself. Amar Rava. So Rava says now, the Gemara is going to ask now, on the Manda Amar says, Eishu Mishum Chetziov. Again, which is Rav Yochanan. He says, Eishu Mishum Chetziov. So we have a Raya from Psukim that is Eishu Mishum Chetziov, but now we're going to ask Kashas on the Sugya, on the Svara. Amar Rava, Kashale Lavaya, Baya the Fala Kasha. Lamanda Amar Eishu Mishum Chetziov, Tomim the Eishu Patrachman, Hechem Shkachaslei. According to one who says, Eishu Mishum Chetziov, that it's his arrows, how do you have the Ptur of Tomim by Eish? We know that for the din of Eish, you're only chayev for things that are exposed, things that are hidden, like inside the you have a bale of hay and buried inside the bale of hay or kalim is the case of the give, and it burns. You're not chayev for the kalim. Suppose what's considered tumlin is something in the house tumlin. What's considered chaznishim say no, but so tumlin is an Eish's pot. But so how would you ever have a case of Tamun by Eish Potter if you hold Eish Mishum Chetzov? So think about it outside, because Eish Mishum Chetzov, now we're saying if it's his arrows, it's an Adam Hamasik. To him, where's the Ptur? Where's the Ptur of Tamun if it's Adam? Adam is chayav for everything. Right? Look at Tosfos explains it pretty well. The top Tosfos, it says, Peiris Bishnama Laman Damer Eish Mishum Mamono. According to one who says Eish Mishum Mamono, I understand why you have this concept of Tamun. Ain't Tamun. There's no Shaila. The Potter Tamun. Right? We forgot the whole Niskei Mamono, Kmokera, and Shein Veregel, Chay of Tamun. Even though in other Niskei Mamon there is a Chiv of Tamun. But there are other peturim by other av malachos. By my mamon amazik, each one has its own petur. But Karen shein v'regula hal choseyin. Right? We said Karen, you have different distinctions. You have chatzim nezek, you have full nezek. You have shein v'regula has to be nishus and amazik. It can't be nishus and nizak. You have all these peturim when it comes to the other av malachos. So you have a petur by Eish as well. But if you say Eishim Mishum Chetzov, that's his force, it's his koach, it's an Adam Amazik instance. Lo chalak akasav, there's no chiluk by any damage by Adam Amazik. Diksev, petza tachas petza, vidarshina, misal pirkin, l'chayv ala shogeg kemezi, v'onis keratzon, l'fikach, ein svar lidros, Eishim Mishum Chetzov. He says, there's no logic to Eishim Mishum Chetzov, because we know we have a Ptur of Tamun. If Eishim Mishum Chetzov, which equals to Adam Amazik, you can't have a Ptur of Tamun anymore. Because it's no longer, it's out of the realm of Mamon Amazik, it's into the realm of Adam Amazik, but we know we have a Ptur of Eshom of Tamun. So it must be that Eshom is Mishum Mamono. Because the only way you can have a Ptur, the only way you can have distinctions in different types of damages is if it's Mamon Amazik. Because there's no such thing as these distinctions by Adam Amazik.
It's basically saying, well, when you draw a line between Eshom and Adam, basically, right? I mean, why is it considered Adam? Why is it
according to this, it is considered. If you say Eishim Mishum Chetzov, the Gemara assumes that means it's Adam Amazik. If it's Adam Amazik, you can't have any distinctions between the damage that's done.
Well, then why is it
Zonah? There's a lot of questions. Exactly. So what does that mean? So Abaye says, must mean that it's Mamo, that Rabbi Yochanan is wrong, despite the fact that we just proved it from Pesukim and from the Braisa. So the Gemara says, Venichale. So Abaye answered the question.
I understand. I'm sorry. I just don't understand. If I start a fire, and it burns something, and it burns a haystack, and in the haystack there's, I don't know, a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm. You potter.
And it burns. Potter.
Yes.
Why?
Because there's kasef.
That's it.
Okay. Why you've potter?
Logically. No,
you can argue. You can argue with me from today to tomorrow. That's the halacha. Tamun is potter by Eish. That's it. There's nothing to understand. It's exeris akasiv. It's exeris akasiv. Why do you have to go shofar in Rosh Hashanah?
Right.
Torah says, okay, exeris akasiv. That's what it is. So.
There's a lot to it.
Maybe it's we didn't have to figure out. Maybe it's because maybe it's a din onus. He didn't know about it.
Because a person's always high for everything.
No, but he's talking. If you're saying okay, we should, yeah.
So something's hidden, you can't figure in advance.
Right, but by Adam, that logic doesn't work because by Adam you're chayiv. You say you're Adam,
exactly,
Adam you're chayiv.
Exactly why you put up for the stuff hidden.
Why?
But
why?
Adam would be chayiv for stuff
why?
Hidden.
I
don't. Stop. Pasuk says Aish is potter from Tamun. That's it. V'nichalei. And Abaye answers the question. Abaye answers his own question. He says the case where you could still say Eisho is Mishum Mamono, and he would still have a patur of Tamun. Kigon shenafa deleka laosa chotzer. Shenafa deleka laosa chotzer, and v'nafla geder shalom machmas deleka. The halcha v'dleka v'zika b'chotzer cheres tohasam kol chitzav. The idea would be, okay, I hold the Eisho Mishum chitzav. I light a fire in my field. Right, I'm burning the leaves in my field. I light a fire in my meat field, and there is a stone wall or whatever there is. There's a fire wall to protect it from going anywhere else. During the time that the fire is lit, that wall falls down for a reason other than the fire. It falls down on its own, or the wind comes. It falls for a reason other than its own, and then the fire continues now to the next field and burns something that is tamun. In that case, you would be pasul, but you would be potter. Why? Even if you hold Eisho Mishum Chetzov, because the wall when I started stopped. Was there to stop the fire. Now that the wall fell down, I'm anus. It continues and going. In this case, the madlik would not be chayah for the damage later on because of a chetz, and therefore you'd be part of a tamun. The Gemara says, Ihachi, if there's a wall there to protect it, I thought Yossi would jump on this. If there's a wall there to stop it, what do you mean only part of a tamun? You should be part of everything that it burns in the later field. It's not your fault. Right? Rav Gemara says, "Ihachi le'inyan galui nami kol luchetzav." Kol luchetzav means that your arrows were stopped. And I'm going to shoot something, and it's going to. If I shoot, let's say, an arrow to a target, and you know, 20 feet behind the target is somebody else, and there's a big fence and a big protective thing. And as I shoot it to the target, and right when I shoot it, somebody else comes and knocks down the whole fence, and then it hits somebody. So I should be putter. So you tell me you're putter for Tamun, you should be putter for everything in that case, because you're equating H to his arrows.
Because it fell down.
Right, it fell down for a reason other than the fire.
Yeah.
Okay, Rashi says the kol luchetzov shebishosh hilik ha'ish. The high nose rika sachets lo hayurol hezi bechatsi rocheres. The time you lit it, it wasn't right to hit somebody else. And if we nobody did it to Muki Yosef yesterday, but he explains that everything goes according to the beginning. It goes according to when you set the damage in motion. So the Gemara says, so Gemara, because of this kasha, so now we have no place where we can understand, according to Mandam, says Eishu Mishum Chetziov, how you can have the Torah of Tamun. So the Gemara says, despite the fact that Rabbi Yochanan has a raya from the Psukim, Ela Leman de Islay Mishum Chetzov, Islay Nami Mishum Amono. Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Reish Lakish that Eish has both qualities. It has the quality of Eishu Mishum Chetzov and also Eishu Mishum Amono. He Islay Nami Mishum Amono. Rashi says, Veheicha de Leka Lichiyuve Mishum Chetzov. If for whatever reason you can't grab him and find him guilty because of his arrows, the ikal chiyuvim mishum amono, but you can grab him because of the mamono, mechayvinim le. Therefore, you would still be chayav. Hilkach le'inyan galoi. So therefore, Rashi's going back on the previous thing. Hilkach le'inyan galoi afal gav the kol chetzav chayav mishum amono. In the previous case, when the wall fell down, so you're potter for tamun, but it's still your mamon hamazik. So it's still my mamon hamazik. If I just let my animal loose and then it keeps going, then you're potter. But still, but what's the So what we're saying, but the underlying question is, why would you be chayv for mammon? You still would be chayv for mammon if I let my animal go in my field and it's completely enclosed, and then someone comes with a sledgehammer and knocks down the wall, and then my animal gets out and does damage. Well, I watched it properly; it wasn't my fault. So why would we be chayv? So Gemara says, the kigon shehaylo legadra v'lo gedara, the hashem sharuhu v'lo tachak biape. The case is. So I light a fire in my own yard, which does not have the ability to go somewhere else because there's a wall. Someone knocks down the wall, so now the fire can go somewhere else. So I could be my chetziv is stopped because there was a wall, but now it's my mamo. But someone else knocked it down. But I had the ability to rebuild it before the fire expanded somewhere else, and I left it there. So now it's my mum and going out, just like a shore to lo tapach biape, like a shore that you put it into the barn, I guess, and you don't lock the door, so then you'd be chayav. So the case is, it's eishu mishum chetzov, no, because the wall stopped it. But it's eishu mishum amonov, yes, and I could have rebuilt the wall, and therefore, when the fire goes out and burns stuff. So I'd be chayav for gegaloi, but patur for the tamun. That seems the case. Very hard case. By the way, if you think this is a bizarre case, just wait till Amud Beis. Okay, just foreshadowing. So the Gemara says, and this is also an odd question. It says, "Kimi acher demand islam mishum chetzav isinam mishum amono." Now that Rav Yochanan says that it's both, you can use chetzav emamono. Depending, so my benayu. So what's the nafkamino between eishem mishum chetzav and eishem mishum amono? You're going to have chiyuvim. What do we mean? What's the nafkamino? What? Forget that. What about all the things we did yesterday? Whatever we did yesterday, you only be chayav mishetzav and you won't be chayav mishum amono. Right. The nafkamino is according to Rav Yochanan, you'd still be chayav. According to Reish Lakish, you wouldn't be chayav. We have all those nafkaminas. So Rav Yochanan will ask, what's the Gemara trying to ask? The Gemara answers a different question. The Gemara says, "Iku benayi lechayuve ba'arba advarim to be chayav you on the four things of nezek." Because if you say eishu mishum mamono, then it's not adam mazik. And adam mazik is chayav for nezek sar ripoy sheves, and Rashi leaves out boshes here. Not chayav for boshes. Rambam puts in boshes. The Rashi leaves out boshes. Because if it's eishu mishum chetziov, it's adam mazik, and adam mazik is chayav for those four things as well. So according to this, which is your original question, I think Yossi, we just went through the Mishnayos in the first parak. We have all these lists of mamon and mazik, and we have adam as a separate category. Now you're telling me eish is also adam.
Right.
What does that mean? Eish is also adam. I don't have an answer. I'm just saying your question. So Rashi says ikum la abra dvarim. So he says the chayv la abra dvarim. Okay, it's the first Rashi in the wider lines. It's like five lines down there. He says, L'chayva b'dal dvarim, l'man da'am mishum chetziov, according to one who says mishum chetziov, which is Rav Yochanan, nami m'chayvin lei, you're also chayv im sarf isho yad adam. Right? If let's say it burns a hand of your friend. J'chayv da'al dvarim, ba'abar dvarim, nezek tzav ribu v'shevas. Ava boshas lo. Rashi says, not boshas. Right? Darmina b'shili b'pirkin, because we see later on in the parak, enu chayv ala boshas achi yem mekavin. You have to have kavana, Rashi seems to indicate, you have to have kavana to embarrass in order to be chayv for embarrassment. Ava da'al dvarim chayv the pshihi. With the four other things, you chayv for pshia. So, it's interesting. The lesson is strange, I think. It says, igunay l'chayv ba'abar dvarim. They both hold Yechayiv Nesek. The Nafka mean, according to this, is three Dvarim, not four Dvarim. Because both say you pay Nesek. It's the Tzar, Ripoy, and Sheves. That's the difference between them. Not the four things. There are only three differences, not four. So I think maybe that's why the Rambam says that you pay for both Sheves, because he's taking the Gemara literally. It says Nesek they both have to pay. If the Gemara says the Nafka is four things, it's got to be the other four things. But then what does the Rambam do with his other Perek, with his other language in later on in the Perek, that says you only chayiv for both Sheves for Kavana? Here you may not. I looked at fire over here. I know Kavana to burn this guy's hand. So I'm not sure who I heard it from or where I heard it from. So I thought maybe the machlokes in Rashi and the Rambam is Rashi says that Kavana. It doesn't. Look what the Lashon says. It says to get miskaving. Miskaving for what? So according to Rashi, you have to have Kavana to embarrass. Yeah. According to Rambam, you just have to have Kavana to do Nezek. If you have Kavana to do Nezek, then the boshas comes in. But I think that the machlokes is driven by this language of Arba Dvarim.
It's not somebody in the street. You don't have intention to embarrass
people. I don't know how that works, but I think you might. But
decide better.
Yeah. So, but I think the problem is because it says arba dvarim, but the nafka mina really, according to Rashi, is only three things, because nesek is on both. Okay. Or maybe this is grouped. Maybe Rashi would just say, well, arba dvarim, they're all grouped. Those five things are always grouped together. I'm only dropping that one. So maybe that's okay. Next. The Mishnah said that the dog who took this burning cake. Right, that he took this cake that has this ember in it, and he went to the haystack, and he ate the cake and burnt the haystack. The halacha is al charara mishalim is on the charara. He has to pay nesek shalim, and for the haystack he pays chatzi nesek, probably because it's the charara was saying a shame, and the chatzi nesek on the haystack we said was because it was mishune, it was davar mishune. So Gemara says, man chayev, who's chayev? Right? That's my dog. So who's chayev? In other words, I burnt a haystack. So who's chayev, I guess, to pay the chatzi nezek of the haystack? Who's chayev to pay the damage for eating the cake? Clearly the owner of the dog. That's his dog who did it. But now, with the haystack being burnt down, there are two contributing factors. There's the dog, and there's the guy who left the burning coal out, and the dog went in to get it. So who's chayev?
The third person's
Yeah, it seems to be. So man chayiv. So the Gemara says balakeler. The balakeler is chayiv. So Gemara says, Rashi says, right? Man chayiv balakeler. Amasnisin mehadir. The kaktani ala gedish b'shal chatzi nezek. So the Gemara says ul chayiv. And then there's a machlokes in the gears about the word nami or not. So let's read. I think we have nami in our Gemaras, right? Ul chayiv nami baal gacheles. The owner of the ember of the coal should also be chayiv. In other words, why are you being chayiv? Only the Balakelev, there's a contributing factor over here. If you have two people, there should be a contributing factor. Rashi.
It depends on where the coal is.
So, l'chayev nami balagachelis. D'ha bein mar u bein mar mishum amona islehu. Both of them had their money, had their possessions cause damage. Me, because it's my dog. You, because if it's your gachelis. So the Gemara says, like Mati said, well, it's a big, of course he's not chayev. B'shashimir gachalato. Well, the Mishnah's talking about a case where the coal was properly guarded. The dog got in there, whatever. The dog got in there, but it was properly guarded. Right? Rashi says, Shinod Latos Beso Yofev, a onesu. So therefore, he should be chayiv. It was an ones. So Gemara says, wait a second. If it was properly guarded, how did the dog get there? The Ikisha Shimir Gachalato, my boy Kelev Hassan. What's the dog doing there? So the Gemara says, see, the Ravid points out that dogs are very prevalent in their time. Dogs were everywhere. Okay? So the dog, I thought oxen were everywhere. Dogs apparently were everywhere also. It's almost like Edward Avenue. If you walk down Edward Avenue, every house, except for my parents.
Yeah,
has a dog. So he says, my boy, Caleb Hassan, the Gemara says, Kishachasar. Then it dug its way in. It dug its way in. So the Gemara says, Amarav Mari Brader of Kahana, Zosomeris, this comes to teach you that Stam Delosos Chaturos Eitzel Kelev.
that regular doors that are closed properly are still, that the derech of the dog is to dig under these doors and to come in. Therefore, it's not considered davar hamishuna. And therefore, what? Therefore, it's not mishuna, and therefore I am chayav for the cake. Because
right.
If it was mishuna to get there, then I won't be chayav chatzi nezek
right.
for the cake.
Right.
Really? I won't be chayav chatzi nezek? So it's the damage that it's done. The dog eating the cake is normal. But the way he got there is abnormal. And according to this diak, we were saying that as long as the way you got to the nezek is abnormal, it also creates only chatzi nezek as opposed to the nezek. So that's what it seems to be here. But so the Tosos asks...
Was it a proper shmir, but it got it in?
No, but we're talking about... Right, I'm talking about me now. I'm the owner of the dog. If there's a proper shimur, and then my animal does something anyway, it's mishunin. But here we're saying that it's not mishunin, I'm still chayav nezek shalim on the cake. Because the dogs typically dig.
You have to split it into two. I'm supposed to watch my property, but you're supposed to watch the dog.
So the Gemara says, the Tosa says, Mashim Gachaloso, if it's typical for dogs to dig under regular doors, so then regular doors shouldn't be a proper shmira for
right.
dogs. He says, V'im Tomar, Tosa's Vishishimor. It's a really small one.
So how
could
you say
locking
him
is the name? So V'im Tomar, what type of shmira is this? If the dog can get there by digging, then what shmir are you doing? We're back to square one, that you didn't properly guard your coal. However you close the door. So the Gemara says, he says that a proper shmira is not necessarily defined by what a dog or what an animal can go ahead and do to get around it. A proper shmir is defined by what society determines is what's normal for people to do. It's normal for people just to lock the door. It's not normal for people to build a metal barrier going 25 feet down underneath to protect from dogs from digging.
No,
that's what he says. Okay.
But it is normal for the dog to dig.
Therefore, it's interesting. So therefore, I, the dog owner, it's normal for my dog to dig, and therefore when he gets into your property and eats your cake, it's not mishuna, and therefore I'm chayav nezek shalim. But it's still enough of a shmir for you to lock the door and close it the way everybody else in society determines is the proper way to do it. Therefore, if my dog goes in and gets your coal, you are going to be putter because you did a proper shmir.
Correct.
That's you split it.
Why not chatzi nezek for the gadish?
For the gadish, because it's mishuna. It's not a rate. It's the mishnah.
It's
roros.
It's the owner of the dog.
Right now we're saying the owner of the dog.
It's fighting for both.
Right. That's what we just said. We spent this whole time saying that the owner of the gachalach is pater because he did a proper shmira.
Right. So why are you kind of full for the cake and not only half
the cake? Because full for the cake is normal karen to go ahead and eat something. And for the gadish, the Mishnah said the other day, is
right.
because it's roros, it's his koach.
Right.
Because he only put it down one place. Rabbi Reish Lakish said maybe you're chayiv, maybe Rav Yochanan said that maybe you're chayiv for the actual place where he put it, you'd be chayiv nezek shalim. But for the rest of the fire, it's roros, it's his koach. Okay, so the Gemara then said, right, so Amar Dozo and Samaras, we did that. Okay, now, the Gemara says the next question that you ask us, the Achla Hecha, where did he eat it? Where did he eat this cake, and therefore that he'd be Chayiv? Remember, you're only Chayiv if you eat the cake, b'stei acher. So he says, Ilema the Acha begadish the Alma. If he ate the cake at some stam place, right, some stam place, which is not the owner's haystack, right? So how can you be chayiv? What does that mean? Right, it says.
Yeah.
Right, because it's ba'alma. Amay mishalem charara hashenhu obeinan stay achar denizak veleka. Right, if he eats it in the area that's owned by the baal ha. If he eats it in an area that's not owned by the owner of the cake. Then you would be. I would be putter for the achila because it's a din of shein, and shein you need to be in stay acher. So you can't. Wait, haba inon ubiar b'stay acher. You have to do it in eat it in the rishus hanizak. If you eat it outside rishus hanizak, like we said in rishus haravim, you're putter. So therefore, here if you eat it outside the rishus hanizak, I should be putter because it's not shein. That remember we said that. Remember we said that. That's we had the question before. You go basar achila or you go basar. You go basar achila, or you go basar where he took it from. And Tosa said, "Here's a rye that you would go basar achila according to Rashi Shita, because we're going according to where he ate it. He ate it outside, even though we took it from the Rishus HaNizak, but he ate it somewhere else. He ate it somewhere else. So therefore, lo tzricha da achla begadish da bala charara. It must be that he ate the cake near the gadish of the owner of the cake. He ate the cake he ate the cake near the goddess of the owner of the cake, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then what was the Gemara Shaila? What was the Gemara
Shaila?
It has to be the owner of the cake. So what was the, therefore, that's why he has to be chayav for, remember, there are two damages going on here. There's a damage to the cake and a damage to the gadish. In order to be chayav damage for the cake, which is since chayav nezek shalim, that only can be if he ate the cake in the property of the owner of the cake. Because otherwise it would be rishus anizak. My question then is, though, so then what was the havamina to say that, well, I got the answer also. What would the havamina to be that the owner of the coal would be chayav for the gadish? It's his gadish. If we, whatever, it'd be offsetting damages. He wouldn't have to pay the whole thing. Okay. So he says, Lo tzricha d'achu begadish d'bala charora. So the Gemara now says from here, this is, it goes the rest of the Amud. Tifshot, you can learn from here, the pi para k'chotzer hanizak dami. The mouth of the ant, of the cow that's eating is considered rishus hanizak. It's my animal. The food is going into my animal. I'm the mazik. But while it's in my animal's mouth, it's considered in your rishus. Because otherwise, if you say that the pi of the kelev, the key of the para, is considered just a mazik, you would be a chayav for shame. And it's like, so Gemara says,
you gotta back into this.
What?
Where is he eating?
Yeah.
Where is he grazing the animal?
He's eating. We say he's eating in the rishus hanizak. But so you have to say that the mouth is still considered rishus hanizak, even though it doesn't belong to me. It's like it belongs to the mazik, right? To eat chachatzer mazik dummy, because I just think this is bizarre. To eat chachatzer mazik dummy, if you say that it's considered the mouth. That the mouth is considered the property of the mazik, lay malay, my bay riftach bepuma de kalbe. I could say, what is your cake doing in my cow's mouth? Like, why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? What does that mean?
Right.
The reason why the cake is in your dog's mouth, because your dog put it in his mouth. But they were saying that, oh, because if my dog's mouth is considered my rishus, then when it eats your stuff, it's in my rishus, it's not rishus on Isak. So the Gemara says, the bay lucas, we have a shayla, pi parka chotzer, nizak dami, chotzer mazik dami. I don't see what the shayla is. That's shame. That's a definition of shame. How else would you have shame? The Gemara then says, that's what Gemara asks. If you say that my dog or my cow's mouth is considered my property and not your property, and therefore I'd be putter because I wouldn't be eating it rishus hanizak, it'd be in rishus hamazik, shame dechayiv rachmana hecha mishkachasla. Then how do you have shame? So the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, I have different types of shame. The Gemara says, Amar Amari Reg Fahanda, he goes shin nitchacha bekotel anasa, like it rubs up against the wall for its hana. Remember, shame is the guy who gets hana. Doesn't have kavan al hazik, he just gets hana at the bederech. So it rubs up against the wall and knocks down the wall. Or tinfa peiros lanasa, or it rolls around, machlok drash tosa, which means rolls around the peiros, or it defecates on the peiros. But that's the toldos sort of shame. We learned the psukim mubir b'steyacher, which was the av of shame, is grazing in someone else's property. You wouldn't have that situation. Because every time my animal, the havaminas being, every time my animal goes into your rishus, Yossi, and eats your food, well, once the food goes into my animal's mouth, it's no longer rishus an isak, it's just a mazak, I'd be potter. Because why is your food in my animal's mouth? Your food's in my animal's mouth, because my animal went and ate it.
No, it has to be that way, I think. Because otherwise,
Shane
and Regal is the same exact thing.
No, Regal is not Lahana. Shane is Lahana.
No, Regal is Derech of Normal.
Derech of Halucha. But it's not Lahana.
No, whatever, normal is the
easy. No, that's a separation. Shane is another, there's another category where you have to do it for Hana. There's no Hana for Regal. Regal's just trampling as it walks.
So the difference
is whether or not the animal gets Hana from it.
The same answer as yesterday about the camel rubbing against the...
Similar, but the Gemara is now going on with this whole potential, you know, this whole possibility that you would be putter for normal shame, for the quintessential case of shame, because the mouth is considered rishus hamazik. Because the guy could say, what is my food doing in your animal's mouth? I find that bizarre. Okay. So maski flamar, I'm sure we should talk about it. How could it possibly be?
Because it has to be, because once it's in his mouth, then it's now your rishus.
But then what's the case of shame to be chayav?
Exactly.
What's the case of shame? The pasuk that we learn from says that the case of shame is my animal goes into your field and eats. And now you're telling me if my animal goes into your field to eat, it's not shame because it's in my rishus.
Right.
It can't be.
Does it make a difference if you put the biscuit in or if you took it by himself?
If I took it, then I'm a ganav. So I don't know. But the case that the case that the Torah gives is my animal grazing in your property.
Correct.
And now, based on this havamina, my animal grazing in your property is putter. What's the havamina? It makes no sense to me. So I'm asking for Lamar Zutra. So Lamar Zutra says, how can you tell me now? He has another kasha. We just said that Shane could be, the case of Shane would be, if he rubs up against a wall or if he rolls around into the peros. So Lamar Zutra asks, what are you talking about? That can't be Shane. Haba'ina kasher yiva'er ha'galal al tumo. You have to completely destroy and decimate the item, right? Veleka. And if I just knocked, if my animal knocks down the wall or just rolls around in the peros, he may have destroyed it in the sense that you can't use it, but it's still extant, it's still there, right. So that's you should be chayev, because this is atumo. So Ravina Amar, now the case would be that the Shaft Salmi, there were like paintings or on the wall or something like that, and when he rubbed them completely out, and he erased them. Or Rav Ashi Amar, the Pase Pesui, that when he rolled around into the Peros, he buried them under some sort of cement, and now they're completely buried, so now they're gone. But according to the now we're saying, that would be the case of Shane. Now, the Gemara said, so... I'm having a very difficult time. There's a whole long note here, actually. I just realized it must be.
What did Rabbi Rosner say last time?
What did Rabbi Rosner say last time? I don't know. You have to ask the people who were in Beit Shemesh.
No, we did two.
Yeah, no, two times ago. You have to ask the people in Beit Shemesh what he said. Ask Josh Rudolph. So the Gemara says, the Gemara now tries to prove that the mouth of the animal is considered a shusanizak. I don't know what the Gemara has to try to prove it, otherwise you don't have shame. So the Gemara says, Tashma, about seven, eight, nine lines in the bottom on the base. From the top on the base. Right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 is a Tashma. Okay, Tashma. Shisa bo es hakelev, shisa bo es hanachash pater. If I incite a dog or I incite a snake to go attack you, and they attack you, and they bite you, or they hurt you, or they kill you, I'm putter from Misa, because it's only grama. It's, I didn't do it directly. It's only grama. I didn't do any. I'm not chai for damage. It wasn't mazik to be a dayan. Chai shemayim, but it's only grama. So mand putter. The Gemara says, who is putter? Mishase putter. The chayav balakelev. The inciter is chayav. Is putter because he's just grama. But the balakelev is going to be chayav because it's mamon mazik.
It says,
but yes, even though he's not there. It's because his mamon did damage. So now the Gemara says, "V'iyamar kichotzer mazik dami." If you tell me that whatever's in the mouth of the animal is considered as if it's in the mouth of the owner of that animal, lemalei, then he could, the owner of the dog could say to the guy who was damaged, "Ma boy yotcha b'pumi dekalbi." What's your hand doing in my dog's mouth? My hand was in your dog's mouth because your dog attacked me. I didn't put it there. What is that? What does that mean?
One's Shane, one's Karen. Right?
It's also a good kasha. Well, it's also a kasha. Menachem, help me. I don't know what's going on. I can understand every single word. I understand every single word. I don't understand. So Gemara says, so Ema Pater Af Mishaseh. Gemara says, no, maybe when it says Pater, it means Af Mishaseh. Even the insider is Pater. Meaning, the owner of a dog is definitely Pater. Because what's your hand doing in my dog's mouth? Okay, so, but, and the insider is also potter because it's grama. So, and the Eva is ema, or you can, no, it just says potter. It doesn't say chayiv in the brisa.
So
it says right here potter. The Eva is ema, or if you want, you can say, and reject is right also, we say, the, and this I don't understand either, the afke the nive visarte. Literally it means, he took out the teeth and used it to damage. Is that how he translates it? What does he translate?
The dog bit him, but to where
It stuck out its fangs out of its mouth. So the fangs are out of the mouth, and then sort of he pierced him.
Correct.
So the dog did that. So the hand never entered into the dog's mouth, and therefore you don't have the argument of saying, what is your hand doing in my dog's mouth?
What kind of crazy case is that? He has dentures or something?
I don't know. It seems he took out, I don't understand what the Matzias is. Rashi says, Shehotzi Shenav, he took out his teeth and scratched him, Visarto. To lo hichnis yodlo soch piv. Okay, so that's not a raya. So I still have no raya as to. No, Tosos asked the question: why are you bringing all these rayas? The rayas are all these other cases that we just had. The cases of shame that exist. Okay, so Tashma, another possible raya. It says hishich bo es hanachas. Rabbi Yehuda chayav chamin potrim. I pick up the snake. And I somehow open its mouth, and I take it, and I stab you with the fangs I put your arm into the snake's mouth, so to speak. The Gemara there says, Rabbi, and it kills you because it has venom. So Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda's Mechayev, this person, and Chachamim Potrim. So why? So the Amar of Acha bar Yaakov, Kishatim Seilom, when we look at the Machlokas, the Livre of Yehuda, Arish al Nachos bein Shino who Omid. The venom, according to Yehuda, the venom in the snake is right there. It's always there. It's always available. So by me taking the snake and stabbing you with it, basically, it's like shooting you. Shot you with a gun because it's weaponized right away, and therefore I killed you. But lefikach makish b'sayif. Therefore, it's as if I chopped your head off, and I'm a rotzeach, right? But the nachash is putter. Usually, if an animal kills, the animal's put to death. But here we're saying the nachash is putter because the nachash didn't do the killing. The person did the killing. It's almost the same thing as taking the snake and wrapping around your neck and choking you with it. Here we're saying that I took a loaded gun and shot you.
But the nachash has the venom.
Rabbi Yehuda says the nachash has the venom, and therefore, but it's the animal, the person who takes the animal and inserts the venom into you. It inserted the venom into you. The nachash didn't do anything.
So using it as a weapon.
So exactly.
The knife, when you stab someone, you have to destroy
the knife. Well, you can use it as a weapon. Rav Yehuda says, the Chachamim say like you. No, the nachash itself brings up the venom in certain situations. So when I first pick it up, there's no venom there. And then when I move it towards you, the nachash is the one who brings it up the venom, and therefore the nachash has to be killed, beskila, because it's an animal that kills, like any animal that kills. The makish potter. And the person who stabs is potter because... I agree. Says his potter because he didn't shoot anything. He's just grumma. He's just grumma.
How do you keep the snake in one place during skila? Because they always move around.
You tie it down. What type of question is that? You tie it down. You've never seen a guy hold a snake? So you tie it down. So v'iyamar pi parak k'chatzir mazik dami. And if you're going to tell me that the mouth of the animal is considered chatzir mazik, why should, according to the Chachamim, why should the snake get skila? The Baal, the owner of the snake, should say, "My boy, what is your hand doing in my snake's mouth? My hand is in your snake's mouth because this guy picked up the snake and stuck my hand in there. I don't understand it." So the Gemara answers, "Le'inyan katala lo arminan." When it comes to killing, we can't say. My boy Yotcha b'pumi d'chavoy. That's different when it comes to killing the snake. That's not a taina. Umi atimra. And how do we know that regarding killing the animal who kills, this isn't a taina? The taina, we have the following brisa, that a person is nichnas l'chatzir v'alabayi shalom b'rishos b'ilam. Right, I walk into your field and without b'rishos, and then your shore comes out when the gachos shor shabalabayi is a mace. You have this self defense, right? You come up. You have the springing shotgun shoe, so it comes up and it kills me. So the shore is meskila, the shore is chayiv skila, because any animal that kills a person is chayiv skila. Or by the pturim in a kofar, but the owner does not have to pay the kofar, does not have to pay the kapara payment. So the by the pturim in a kofar, my taima. Why are the owners part of the kofar? It's animal killed. So the amalei, because he could say the owner of the shore can say to Nizak, Bereshusi, my boy, what are you doing in my property? Shorunami, lemele. So the when it comes, the shore should also be putter. So you should say also lemele, my boy is Bereshusi. Why are you in my reshus? So the Gemara says elo in a katala lo armina. When it comes to killing the animal for killing, we don't say this logic of what are you doing in my reshus. End of sugya. So where's the raya? Okay. I don't know. Hopefully he has notes down there so you guys in the rest of the day can figure it out. I apologize. I just don't understand. I don't understand the logic of Gemara. I got a busy day at work today, so I'm not so sure. Okay. Next case. Right? Hanu Izi de Bei Tarbu. There were these goats, I think, that were owned by the Tarbu family. They were in Mafsid Rav Yosef. I guess they were going into his field and eating Rav Yosef's field. Rav Yosef says to Abaye, "Zil emel hu l'mayel l'tzniyu." Do me a favor. Go tell the owner to watch his goats, to her sheep, forever from eating my stuff. This guy's a chayev. You should just take him with Beis Din. So Amrle, Abaye says to Rav Yosef, which is also, I just think, bizarre. Amai Esa, what's the point of me going? Diazlin, if I do go, Amrle ligdur magdei bare. They'll tell me that you should tell your master to put up a fence. What do you mean to put up a fence? You have to watch your animals from coming into my rishus. Just because I didn't put up a fence means that I can just now go into your field and eat what's going on and just eat stuff. I don't know. Rashi, the Tosos, I think, deals with that. He says, Tosos Yochli, he says, Hayah Nishmat Abayi, Shlo Hayah Chafetz Leil Hasham. Basically, Abayi doesn't want to go, so he's making up an excuse. That's what he seems to be saying. The Tnan, Achlem Mitoche Chanus Mishalemes. You know, we just saw the other day, if my animal sticks its head into your store, then I'm chayav. Meaning, I can't go into your property. Right? Below I'm reading Hailo Linol Chanuso. We don't say he should have locked the door of his store. Became Achlem Mitide Rechav El Nami Lo Parach Liftor Balakelem and Charara. Right? So Rav Asif Alphas Pasuk Rav Yosef, the lesson of Abai Dechui Ba'amahu. Abai is just trying to get out of it, Rotoso says. And then the Rif Pasuk is like Rav Yosef, that you could just tell him to stop eating. You don't have to build your fence. Okay, the Gemara says, V'i gadar, so Gemara says, wait a second, basically our question, if you force the owner of the field to put up a fence, shein d'chi rachmana hecha mishkachasla. So how do I have the case of shein? The concept of shein is eating in the rishus haniza.
Right.
If I have to have a fence, otherwise you're putter, when, how can you get in to have rishus haniza? If you're in without the fence, then it's on me. So Gemara says, kishechatra. Maybe it would have been the Havamina would be that he maybe if you dug underneath or the fence fell down at night. I don't know why the Gemara says deal with that because it's not the halacha. The halacha is that I don't have to put up the fence. Okay, another din. Machris Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef made this drasha in the Rabbim. The Itay Rabba, and some said Rabbim made this drasha. The Saklin Le'ela, the Olim. You should tell the people the Saklin. Those are going up. They're going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Udin Nachtin LeTachta, and those coming down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. They should all know this halacha. Hani Easy the Shuka. These are, I guess, goats that are ready to be shechted. They're Omdin L'Shchita, right? The Easy the Shuka. The Mafsidei, that they are now. The owner is waiting to shecht them for the market day. I guess because he shecht them beforehand, there's no refrigeration. It's not going to be good. So he wants to shecht them on the market day so they can be sold then at the higher price. So, but in the meantime, they're eating other people's stuff. The mafsidei. So masrin b'maritayu trade plus a zimin. You warn its owner two or three times. Eat sayit. If he listens, then fine. Then leave it alone. V'lo. But if doesn't listen. Or they don't listen to his shmira, and they still go ahead and eat. Amrin le, we tell the butcher tiv amaschta v'kabel zuzach. You have to go and shecht him now and get your value now, and you'll lose out the money that you would have gotten if you waited for the marketplace day. Again, if you shecht the marketplace on Thursday and I shecht the meat on Monday, it's not. First of all, there isn't a demand, and it's going to be a lower price, and you can't get the higher price also because the people coming on Thursday, you can't shecht it and hold it till Thursday because it's going to get ruined. Okay. But it's going to get ruined. There's no refrigeration. So I'm not exactly sure what that's doing here. That's because of Rav Yosef, but that's what he says. Okay, let's just do the next Mishnah quickly. Eze Tam. What's considered a Tam? Right? We have a Tam and a short Tam and a short Tam Muad. So what's considered a Tam? The Eze Muad. What's considered a Muad? So Muad, start with Tam and then Muad, and then we answer Muad first. Muad, Kol Shehe Idubo. I guess they testified about him that he has three Nechichos, Shlosha Yomim, for 3 days. Then 3 days, he has three, he does Nechicha each day. V'tam, what's tam? Mishayachzer bo shlosha yomim. I guess they see him for 3 straight days that he doesn't do any negichos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. I thought tam was just the period before he became a muad. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Remeir Omer muad. What's a muad? Sheidu bo shlosha pa'amim. It doesn't have to be 3 separate days. It can just be 3 instances, even if they're all on the same day. And it can go back to being a tam. V'tam kosh yuatinokos mimashmish bin bo veino nogeach. Anytime that the babies can play between its horns and it doesn't, I mean, which parent is letting his kids do that? But kol sheyu hatinokos mimashmin bo the eno nogeach. It goes back and you see now that it doesn't hurt the kids. Therefore, it goes back and reverts to being a tam.
The same parents
who feed their kids. Okay, so kind of a question.